innercitygeeks.net.
The Initial Geeks Podcast. Steve here, and this is episode 260. And joining me today, I got Brian.
Hey guys, what's up?
Chilling. How you doing, bro?
I'm good, bro. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Last couple days, I've been going to the gym and actually getting the fuck out, like the workout done. I missed out the last week and a half or so because of the rain. It was bad over here, dude. Like, it was really fucking mad. So, like, I figured I'd go today. And one of the last couple of days, I don't think. Feels so much better.
Nice.
Doing a lot of shit for just in just an hour's worth of before I go to work. I go and I get my workout in. And it feels nice. Good. Makes me feel good before I go in.
It's an intoxicating feeling.
It really is. But it's exciting. It's good. It's a good intoxication. It's not like I'm high, I'm not going to do shit intoxication or drunk intoxication, but it feels good to actually, you know, get up and actually do something.
You do come out kind of high because, like, you're in that, like...
You got the endorphins going and shit. Yeah. It feels good.
After the gym, I used to just, like, walk for a solid hour just to kind of calm down.
Yeah. Yeah, after the gym, like I'm usually like, okay, I'm set to drive to work because I have like a 30-minute drive after that.
Okay.
Because the gym is like down the block from where I live, and I gotta go 30 minutes towards the airport to work. Fun times. Like I literally hear planes flying over me all day.
Nice.
Yeah. It's fun.
You start benching and be like, I'm going to lift you one day.
I'm like, no, that's Hulk strength. I don't think I'm ever going to get to Hulk strength, but you never know. I could randomly get into like a fucking, into like a radioactive wave or somewhere. So who knows? Gamma rays.
Considering how you've looked over the course of the last few years to now, benching a plane is in your near future.
I appreciate it. I highly doubt it still, but I appreciate it.
or at least be able to pick up the wheel off the plane.
I think that's feasible. I think that's feasible. So what's good, man? What you been up to, man?
Not much. Just right now. Listening to the sound of the rain as I set off the show. I think Thor is going to come by.
Ooh, so, special appearance.
I don't know if he's going to be Fat Thor or Rip Thor, but we'll see.
Hopefully he's Fat Thor.
But he's still worthy.
Yeah, absolutely. He's always worthy.
Things are good here. I did what I promised last Friday. Last Friday, or whoever listened to me on the Spotify's and whatnot. I have watched Suicide Squad. Yeah, the last episode.
Nice.
I have watched Suicide Squad twice in one day.
Nice. Yay. Officially watched it four times since.
So you've watched it three times home and once in the theater.
Yes, that is correct. It's a good fucking movie.
It really is.
I'm sorry.
Good. I'm almost done with Daredevil. I'm on the last quarter of season three, so like,
okay,
I'm on like episode 8 or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then as I was telling you off air. I finally caved and bought Spider-Man Miles Morales for PS4.
Nice. And, a little bit late, but still good.
A little bit late. Well, for those of you listening or watching now, I wanted to get that game from when it came out, but I was like, oh, but I'll get it for PS5. And then life happens with losing a job, and I was like, well, I don't have $500 right now, because I'd rather, like, have money.
Yeah, no.
And so...
Yeah, I'd rather have money for rent than shit.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, that happened, but then...
And babies. I'm sorry. Babies.
You know. Child care per kid in New York City for a couple of days a week...
is ridiculous.
Per month is $2,000 a kid. I kid you not. The places I called, it was like, oh, that's like $2,000. I'm like, per? She's like, yeah. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Like before. Yeah, no,
I'm good. I'd rather just do it myself.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah, no, fuck that.
I love that. It was like, oh, we'll set up a tour. I'm like, let me discuss it with my wife first. Meanwhile, I'm like, I'm not totally doing that. I'm going to be like,
right, exactly. Yeah, no.
I'm not paying rent for you.
Yeah, no. No.
Rent. Yeah. So,
granted, it is a very, taxing job to deal with, you know, little ones. So, I get it, the price, but still at the same time, it's like,
at the same time. Because, like,
like, I'm trying to live too.
Yeah, you know, but anyway, so aside from all that, randomly went into Target last weekend. It was either it was on Saturday, and looking for something completely different. Action figures, of course.
Of course,
because I gotta get the channel start going again, and I will be reviewing. I just haven't had time, kind of life.
Almost there. Almost there.
It's coming. So aside from all that, went in, didn't find what I was looking for. Like, oh, let me look at the PS4 games, because I haven't played anything in a while, and then, or nothing good. But I went and revisited the Arkham games. And then I started replaying Avengers, and I got really bored. Because that game, great voice cast, but then it was like, oh, hey, let's do the same mission in a different mission.
But that, if you think about it, that's how, like, most of the Avengers games are. Even if you go back to, like, the Ultimate Alliance, it's all super fucking repetitive.
So, with that, I'm like, oh, I don't see Spider-Man. Must be sold out. And so, I happen to look at the end cap of the game aisle, and there it was. And it was, like, $40. I'm like, whoa! Like, okay. Like, nice. I will totally buy you.
Hell yeah. Like, fuck a toy. I'm going to play video games.
Right? And, like, I put that game on Saturday night, and I beat it yesterday.
Nice. But nice. And for those that don't know, we are recording on a Wednesday.
Oh, yeah. So...
as opposed to the usual Friday.
So, like, I beat it, and I'm like, I'm totally going to play this game again. Like...
nice.
But, like, there's so much intensity, with that game that, like, as I said to you before we started, like, I've never cracked my knuckles that much. Like, my fingers are still kind of sore from playing that game.
That's always good. That's always the best when you're really into the game to the point that your fingers, your phalanges, like, are all over the place.
Like, I won't spoil it for those that haven't played the game or look over their friends watching them play the game or whatever, but like...
or just sat and watched it on YouTube.
Yeah. Like, no idea what this is about. The final boss... the chain leading up to the final boss is hard, and then the final boss is, like, ridiculously hard. Nice. And of course, I'm a nut job, and I'm playing the game on Spectacular, which is hard.
Nice.
I went into it,
the best way to do it. Yeah.
I went into the first Spider-Man game on Spectacular and managed to survive, and now I play it on Ultimate like it's nothing. But like, in time, I'll get my Spider-Man back with playing this one on Ultimate. Nice. But aside from that, I've been almost done with Superstore.
Nice. It's such a good fucking show.
Such a great fucking show. We're like halfway through season 5.
Christ.
What are there, 7 seasons?
Yeah. Yeah, give or take about 7 seasons.
I think 7 was the last season, but it's not on Hulu.
It should be on Hulu.
Right now, I only saw up to 6.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess it might be the 6, maybe the last one. Whatever. Regardless, it's still a good fucking show all the way through.
It's one of those shows where, like, throughout the course of its 5 seasons that I'm up to, it hasn't gotten stale.
Nope, and it doesn't.
Normally, by, like, season 3, you're like, okay, same plot, different character.
Yeah. Because what it is that they keep the story relevant. Of course, you know, you have your characters in the show, but it also is very relative to the times and how things are going around along the world as well at the same time. Like, they mix it all together really well.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I enjoy the fuck out of it. And also, like, the fact that it has a lot of good writing, yeah. A lot of humor, a lot of heart. It's a great fucking show for it.
Well, you know, that show's connected. The show's connected to Good Girls.
Is it?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think I've ever watched Good Girls.
Good Girls is fun. It got canceled due to COVID.
Of course.
So like, they had like a closing finale, but like, it really should have lived longer than it. You know, I mean, right. It couldn't have gone on forever with the way the plot was, but like, they should have had a proper finale.
Of course.
But Good Girls is tied into Superstore because the primary chain where they start counterfeiting money is fucking Cloud9.
Oh, shit, really?
Yeah.
That's so fucking like, cool. That's so like fucking cool. Going,
so, like, they're giving phony money, or they're buying things with phony money and then going to another store and returning that item to the other location for real money to make their profit. And like, it's a Cloud9. And Megan was actually like, that has to be related to Superstore.
It has to be some type of spinoff in a way.
Yeah. And we looked, I was like, oh yeah, it's in the same world.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because do they ever like go into it in on the other show on?
On Good Girls, they haven't. Yeah. No, they haven't mentioned ever like the people from.
Okay. So it's just a coincidence that they have that store, that's also very similar. Okay, I gotcha.
It's the same writer, so creator, Justin Spritzer.
Okay.
But aside from that,
that's pretty fucking cool. Oh, I gotta check it out now.
Good Girls is fun. It's very odd, and it's.
Okay.
You'll enjoy it. It's on Netflix. And David Hornsby's in a lot of the episodes.
Really?
Cricket from It's Always Sunny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so he's in that.
I remember.
Yeah. You remember?
Nice. I remember.
but Megan actually pointed out that a lot of people from Superstore who are like, they somehow know they somehow know Amy's character. They're actually from Ugly Betty. Since she was
Yeah.
Like her parents were her parents on Ugly Betty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was like a long time ago.
A long time ago. And Jonah was actually on a couple of episodes of Mad Men, like season 6.
Mm-hmm.
Megan reminded me that he's the one that cut his nipple off because the computer was driving him crazy.
yeah.
Oh, that show.
Mm-hmm.
Ah,
so much goodness.
Aside from that, yeah, I can't say I've watched anything movie related outside of Suicide Squad.
Yeah, no, that's fair. Because honestly, like, I don't think I have watched anything movie related either. The only thing I guess I could say I didn't watch other than that was Suicide Squad again, and I think I was watching a bunch of fucking Celebrity Family Feud, which is actually it's fun, it's entertaining, it's good, you know, it's good time killer, yeah.
Because
like I really didn't watch much because the kids were here over the weekend.
Yeah.
Oh, and I guess one thing that I can't say. Yeah, well, continue what you were saying, Brian. Because
I was going to say the only other thing I really watched was. on Friday night just to check how the audio was. I fast-forwarded, and I was watching our reaction to laughing about Weasel.
Nice. Nice. Yeah. Yeah, it's the best. It's the fucking best.
And Nathan's so fucking good, yeah. As TDK, just smacking. But
it's amazing.
Actually,
amazing.
And I also watched a couple of breakdowns on the movie. And I want to say it was New Rockstars pointed out that if you look carefully on Waller's screen, TDK is in orange, as in he's in critical. He's not dead. Because he doesn't die.
Yeah, yeah.
Just like Javelin, they don't die till later on.
Right.
Well, spoiler alert, sorry. But you go watch Suicide Squad by now. It's a week.
Okay. Steve's
watched it four times.
Yeah,
we've watched it six times.
Exactly.
Just the two of us.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's worth watching.
Yeah.
Definitely worth watching. Absolutely. Yeah, or just go to the theater and watch it too. Because why not? They deserve the monies.
Yeah.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anything else?
Yeah. I watched What If and wasn't crazy about it, but aside from, we'll get more on that later. But yeah.
Okay.
I got nothing else.
Okay. We could probably actually talk about that as well, because we technically don't have a spoiler filled episode this week. We could just do that. We could just, you know, talk about the episode just a little bit tease it just a little. Because we have a lot of shit to talk about later. So,
yeah,
we have a lot of shit to talk about later. So this week we got the first episode of What If on the Disney Plus. And the What If is basically what would happen if, you know, certain people go in different routes and, you know, things don't go as planned as they were in, you know, the regular MCU stuff. So in the first episode, we get Agent Carter, Peggy Carter, who we've known from, you know, from the first Avenger, Captain America First Avenger. She was there when Steve Rogers got the serum and all that stuff. So in this one is basically following her storyline if she didn't go into the room where she went when they had the whole attack or whatever for the serum. And it follows that until the point that she winds up getting the serum instead of Steve Rogers, because Steve Rogers got shot and he was injured. So he couldn't go through with it before everything exploded and shit. So she gets the shot and she becomes Captain Carter. So the name of the episode is Captain Carter. And what did you think about it? I know you said you weren't too fond of it, but what were some of the things that you didn't like about it?
I don't know. I found it kind of boring.
Okay.
That's pretty much it. Like, it was just kind of boring and slow. Like, I just couldn't follow it.
Okay, that's fair.
Upside was the voice cast, but we'll talk more of that.
Right. So, to me, I watched it when I was at work. It was good. I was like, okay, cool. Then I watched it when I got home, and I was like, holy shit, it's actually really fucking good. Is it a little slow? I don't think it's slow, because it is only half an hour long. Unlike, you know, a lot of the other shit that we've seen for Marvel or whatever. So it's really fucking short. Yeah. And the story's actually really good, because first, like, I actually absolutely loved fucking the first Avenger. And I like how they switched up the story and made it more believable for the time, because of course it takes place during World War II.
Yeah.
And women aren't allowed on the field. They're usually behind a desk or, you know, in the infirmary and shit like that. So like
they were nurses or receptionists, and that was
right. Exactly. And they play on it hard in this.
Yeah.
And it was so realistic, to the point that you see fucking the general or whatever, he's like, oh no, you're not supposed to be out here. You're supposed to be behind the desk. There's no women out here. You're gonna break your nail, or you're gonna be too sensitive. You're gonna be crying like a little bitch all the time. But yeah, and she proved them wrong, which is what, you know, most women should do whenever, you know, you're basically like, oh no, you're not supposed to do these things.
And then he was all like, it was my idea the whole time.
Yeah, yeah, of course, of course. It's only right for it to have like a douchebag to be like, oh yeah, I told him to do everything.
Yeah. That was actually, he was actually voiced by Bradley Whitford.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, okay. So I did not know that.
Bradley Whitford was that dude. Obviously, we had Haley Atwell as Captain Carter. The return of Dominic Cooper as Howard Stark.
Yes, yes, that was dope. Also, man, Stanley Tucci came back, Stanley, too.
That, the feels when he showed up.
Yeah.
That like was when great. When Erskine showed up, I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Jeffrey Wright as the Watcher.
Fantastic, the dude.
Dude,
I've always loved fucking Jeffrey Wright.
Oh, me too. The Peoples.
Yeah. He was, I love Peoples Hernandez. Yeah, I know. Peoples Hernandez. I remember.
Uh-huh.
The fucking best.
And then you have
Egyptian Cotton.
Exactly. And then you had the return of Sebastian Stan as Bucky.
Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, and Russ Marquand. Yeah. And Russ Marquand as Red Skull. That was dope.
And then actually you also had Neil McDonald reprise his role.
Oh yeah, that's right. He was one of the dudes.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I forgot about that.
And then it was a different, obviously Chris Evans is done with Marvel for the foreseeable future.
Right. Or whatever. Yeah.
But whoever they had voice, Steve Rogers was pretty good though.
Yeah, they did a really good job with it.
Like I looked, he's done video game voiceover, so like that it worked for the few minutes that he
was. It worked for what it was, yeah.
Yeah.
Because he was in throughout most of the thing.
It was just so strange seeing him like so tiny again.
Yeah, yeah. Compared to Captain Carter.
Yeah.
She fucking towered over him. It's kind of like, if you really look at it, it's kind of like if she was a non-green version of She-Hulk.
Basically.
Yeah. She was a massive woman against like a little tiny dude. And I like how even though the roles pretty much reversed, they still kept along with the storyline between both of them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I guess we are kind of spoiling it a little bit, but fuck it. By the time this comes out, it's already been a whole fucking week since it came out, so. Yeah. The 24-hour rule. The 48-hour rule. It's gone. It's gone and passed.
Gone and passed.
But I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the fuck out of it.
Oh yeah, so I have the IMDb up right now. So Neil McDonald was Dum Dum Dugan. That was the character.
Yes.
We had the return of Toby Jones as Zola.
That was Toby Jones. Okay, I was kind of like trying to figure it out, like, was it really him or was it somebody that just played? Because it is a very recognizable voice. The fact that the way that he did it as well. Yeah. I was just wondering, like. Because they could have easily just casted anybody else with the, you know, a fake ass German accent and shit, but they did a pretty good job with it. I'm surprised that he actually did him again, and they made him such a little rat. I love it.
SNL alum Daryl Hammond was a Nazi general.
That makes sense.
Yeah, and then at the end when it was in present day, the return of Samuel L. Jackson as Nick Fury and Jeremy Renner as Clint Barton.
Yeah.
So that was a pretty solid voice cast. Like,
yeah.
When I watched
that. And the fact that they tied it all together as well.
Yeah. I mean, the writing was there, but I just couldn't get into it. I'm going to keep with the series. Hopefully it changes. I mean, it's a cool concept. So, but Yeah. Also, growing up, I wasn't really big into the comic What If, so maybe that's a lot to do with it. I don't know.
That could be it. That could be. Or it's also, it also just could be the fact that, like, you're just, like, you're used to the story the way it is, and you don't really want it to change much.
Yeah.
I mean, that could be it, too. Yeah.
And the animation is really well done.
It's fucking fantastic.
The animation.
I know a couple of people said that the animation style was, they looked too much like how it should have ended, the YouTube series or whatever. I'm like, oh yeah, it looks too much like that. I'm like, no, it doesn't. It does not. You guys are like,
but no, it was different.
It was way different and way better. The action in it was so fucking good. So much action, so much goodness. I loved it. So I'm excited to see what the rest of the season is going to be like. Also, the next episode that's going to be coming out for that is going to be the Black Panther one. The last one that this dude that died, he's going to be doing the voice.
Yeah, Chadwick
Boseman. So that's going to be cool.
It's the last thing he ever did in life, really.
Right, yeah, yeah. So yeah, I'm excited to see that. I'm excited to say that. Yeah.
Because, like, another reason why, like, I'm, his death crushed so hard that, like, I'm not ready to watch Black Panther, or I'm not ready to watch, like, any of those other movies he did. Like,
yeah.
Like, 21 Bridges looked great, or even, like, Message from the King. And I'm like, I really want to watch that, but I'm just not ready.
Yeah. Me neither. Also, like, a lot of the movies are, that he does technically tend to be, like, bummers. No, I'm like, eh. Yeah. I'm not into the bummer flicks, man.
No, me neither.
Yeah, but another thing that I did this past weekend, I worked at the stadium again. The stadium hasn't done a bunch of shit in a while, so this weekend they had a back to school event that was pretty much put together by Titus O'Neil, who is a Tampa resident.
This was also Raymond James?
Yes, this was at Raymond James. Because he played for the Bucks for a little while as well.
Okay.
Yeah. But the because he's always out here, like, he's in, like, in all the local commercials, he's on all the ads and shit, on a bunch of the posters out like around town. And he does pretty much all the events that happen out here. And is he also
like the local weatherman too?
He's done it a couple times, I think.
I was joking.
I wouldn't be surprised. Like, I don't really watch a lot of the local news and shit, but I do, because, like, I don't really have regular TV either. I like watch it online, but I've seen him do a bunch of things around town, and there's a lot of things that he does as well as also, like, you know, a lot of community stuff. I know he was in the Pride Parade, well, along with Batista, because he's also a Tampa native as well. Mm-hmm. But it was pretty cool because I actually got to meet Titus that day as well, and that was fun. Yeah, he's a cool dude. He's a little bit shorter than me, which I'm surprised, because I was expecting him to be taller or a little bit taller or whatever. But he's a little bit shorter. But he's a cool dude. He looks he seems like a cool dude. Of course, he could be just putting up a front for everybody. But
You know, they say the TV adds like 3 inches.
I guess so. Yeah, yeah. Unless you're in porn, that's just what it is.
then it takes away.
Yeah, because it all goes away. But it was a fun show. It was a fun showing. It was a really cool event, because there were a lot of people that showed up. Because they had, you know, they were giving out free backpacks and, you know, a lot of school supplies and stuff like that. But also at the same time, they also had a battle of the bands, which had a few local high school bands that were actually pretty good. It was pretty cool to see, you know, the youth actually, you know, put together a show that actually had real music. like right. live instruments and shit, and they actually sounded pretty good. And during the event, Flow Rider, or Flow Rider, I said it wrong. I said Flow Rider. It's Flow Rider, because he's from Florida, so mm-hmm. that's his name. Yeah, he performed, and he also was one of the judges for the event. Yeah, he that's just him. he has a lot of pop hits. He has a lot of pop hits that I can really give a fuck less about. But he seems like a cool dude. He represents Florida, so can't really complain at that point, I guess.
That's not
so yeah, I know. And we'll find out more about Florida later. But yeah, dude, it's been besides that, I haven't really been watching a lot of shit. Been trying to find some shit for the show today. Because like I said earlier, we were recording a little bit earlier than usual. So we did get a lot of fun shit for the episode today.
We did.
That's exciting. Because of course, you know, not usually do we get a lot of good shit throughout the week. Because sometimes by the time that we start to record the show, we wind up like, oh my God, what are we going to talk about? What are we going to talk about? And we always wait and then last minute shit. But I guess we can get into the geek shit now. Because why the fuck not, right? So that's why we're here. The first thing that came out this week, the first thing that I'm going to talk about, because I'm super excited for. I know Brian, you're excited for this. Sonic. We know they were coming out with part two after the first one actually did really good, and was actually way better than we anticipated. Because the first one was not.
I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yeah, I enjoyed the fuck out of it. It was great. It was fucking great. But shortly after we got the first one, we got the news that they are going to be doing a second one. And we finally got news this week that not only are we getting a second one, we're getting Knuckles is going to be in it. Mm-hmm. Which is fucking dope. But the best thing about Knuckles being in it is the fact that Idris Elba is going to be playing Knuckles.
That's awesome.
And I'm sold. Yes. Give me more.
Give me more.
I want it now.
I mean, we all love Idris. We've been a fan of his.
Since, yeah, dude.
I mean, I've honestly probably seen him in a ton of shit prior to all the other shit I've seen him in. And not realizing.
Right.
Like, oh, yeah, it's him. And.
Yeah. Like, honestly, like, I never watched The Wire. I know a bunch of people were like, oh my God, have you seen him in The Wire? So I'm like, no, I never got to see The Wire. And like, not because I didn't want to, but it's more like back when that came out, I didn't have HBO.
Right.
So like, I was like, okay, I'll watch it whenever I get a chance. Along with like, you know, The Sopranos, which is like one of the best shows of all time. I never watched The Wire. I watched The Sopranos before I watched The Wire. I love The Sopranos. Because it just sat better with me. I don't know, whatever. But I still want to watch The Wire.
I like Boardwalk over The Sopranos.
Okay. See that's another thing too. Like I like Boardwalk, but it's not up there for The Sopranos for me.
Okay.
Yeah. I guess you're more likely because it is more historically accurate, quote unquote. Gotcha. Quote unquote.
for dark drama on HBO.
Right.
Oz was like, you know, but no, I never watched.
Oh yeah, Oz was fantastic. That's one of the shows that I actually did watch.
Oz is actually the first time I've ever seen J.K. Simmons.
Yeah, me too.
But circling back to The Wire,
he's fucking such a great fucking show.
But circling back to Idris, like I didn't watch The Wire, but the first show I saw him in was Luther.
Yes. Luther's such a good fucking show.
I'm not fully up to date. Whatever series.
Was dude, there's only like four seasons.
there's five, actually.
There's only four seasons, and each season is like six episodes, four episodes long or some shit.
Whatever. But like,
yeah.
I'm behind.
That's what I love about the BBC show. They're so fucking short.
And they're like,
they're so,
like,
short, mini, but so good.
They're short, but like, they're like mini movies. Like, look at Sherlock.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw Sherlock. See, Sherlock is a, every episode is a mini movie.
Yeah. Like the last episode of Sherlock, I saw in theaters with Megan and Kalik. Like, that's, I went to like the theater to see it, and it was basically a movie.
Mm-hmm. That sounds about right.
Yeah. But, do we know any more plot of Sonic 2? That's the last thing I know.
Not to my knowledge.
Robotnik was on in their world, and through the portal we got Tails as the mid-credit scene.
Yes. Yes.
But shit, now we got Knuckles too. This is gonna be great. This is gonna. Why do I feel like this is gonna be
it's
sort
gonna
of
be
like
great?
A, it's gonna be like a. It's almost gonna have like. I mean, you can't really say plot because the way the games are, but like in a sense, I guess you can, writing wise, that we'll have more or less Sonic 3.
Mm-hmm.
But in the Sonic 2 movie.
I'm down for it, dude.
I'm down for it too. Like, bring it. I
totally
I
down
want
for
this
it
now.
Hell yeah. that was one of the first video games that I actually played Sonic 3. Because I played it on the Sega Genesis. I had it on the Sega Genesis.
Got it.
It's one of the first few games that I actually had back then. That I actually had and actually played through. Because I would rent the games and shit like that, but that was one of the games that came with the Sega Genesis, and I was like, ooh, I'm gonna enjoy this and I'm gonna play the fuck out of it. When I had the time, of course.
For me, Sonic 2 for Genesis, and then I played Sonic 3. But I actually have Sonic 2 on the Sega Genesis Classics for Nintendo Switch.
Nice.
It's very hard to play on a 50-inch ultra-high def TV.
Yeah, not fun.
Wasn't out when that game came out.
Yeah.
But
it loses bitrate as soon as you start playing it. Yeah,
a little bit. Yeah. But when you play it as a handheld, like, I fly through it.
Of course. Because at that point, it all falls into the right the right aspect ratio and everything.
Right. It's like the games that the Sega Genesis games that I tried playing on the TV versus the handheld was that of the Sonic games and Streets of Rage.
Nice.
It has 1, 2, and 3 for Streets of Rage. And, like, it's very hard to play that on a high-def TV.
Yeah it
no
is.
No matter
it
what
very,
setting
very
you put your TV on, it's near impossible.
Yeah, it really is.
I'm excited.
Hell yeah, I'm super excited for that shit. Like, I'm ready. Like SpongeBob would say. There's some other shit that we came out. That kind of falls on along with, you know, the video game turned into movies. Long time ago, we had Super Mario Brothers with a live action movie, which a lot of people say like it's one of the shittiest, you know, movie. Video game adaptations. I enjoyed the fuck out of it back then.
If it's on, I'll watch it.
Yeah, it's a fun movie.
It's a fun, stupid, mindless piece of trash that you can't look away.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun, and I enjoyed one of my favorite parts about it was John Leguizamo as fucking Luigi.
Yeah,
it was good. Like, you know, and fucking the dude that played Mario.
Bob Hoskins.
Was fucking... Yeah, Bob Hoskins.
Know,
fucking
Bob
great.
Hoskins was drunk half that movie. I don't know if you knew this.
I wouldn't be surprised. It would have surprised me. He looks like he's drunk in just about every other movie that he does.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
What are your names?
Like, he looked drunk in fucking what was it?
Roger Rabbit?
Yeah. He was drinking in the movie.
With that movie, did you know that he actually, I read it online where it's like, he had to untrain himself from talking to imaginary things.
Nice.
Cause you figure you're filming talking to nothing and that's like Bugs Bunny.
Mm-hmm.
or in his case, Roger Rabbit. And yeah, but if Super Mario had a setup too for a sequel.
Oh yeah, I'm pretty sure it did. It could have had a sequel, and it would have.
And just like his performance in Speed, Dennis Hopper phoned in his performance in Mario.
Yeah, he did. He did. But it was good.
You know, it's funny.
He's a good bad guy.
He was a good bad guy. If I go into my old comic collection, I have second print issues from the 90s of the four Supermen, Eradicator.
Nice. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Superboy, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And the robot.
I think I should have that at home too.
So in those comics was actually an ad for the Super Mario Bros.
Yeah, I remember that. So like
I have those comics somewhere in my closet downstairs in the bedroom. And nice. Yeah, there.
Nice. If you were to trade it in, you'd probably get a decent amount of money or sell it. Or get it graded, see if it's actually worth anything.
Let's see.
Yeah.
But like But why are they making another Super Mario Brothers movie?
But okay, so on that point, it's not gonna be live action. It's gonna be you know, CG animated, of course. Okay. Like a lot of shit that's been coming out as of late. But what's gonna happen is that the person that's doing the voice of Mario is comedian Sebastian Maniscalco.
See, the voice makes sense. I can't see it as him as a live action Mario.
Physically, no. Doesn't look like Mario. Voice-wise, yeah, I could see it. Yeah. Yeah, he doesn't look like a plumber. Yeah. Even though plumbers can look like anybody, but, you know. Yeah, he doesn't look like a short,
stocky,
mustached dude. Yeah. Yeah, no, it doesn't look like him at all. But
basically, he doesn't look like Ron Jeremy.
Yeah.
Right?
Or Captain Lou Albano back in the day.
Oh, yeah, back in the day. I remember watching that show all the time on the weekdays. And
Hell yeah, dude.
And it was Zelda on Friday.
Excuse me, princess. Yeah, I remember that. I remember those days.
Remember it's the a long bed fucking sheets? Time
ago. We're old. Yeah, I remember them shits. I remember.
I had the bed sheets with the pillowcase where you flip it. It was Mario or the other side was Zelda.
Yep, I remember. We're old. Yeah, we're old as fuck, dude.
Episode 260, titled "We're Old."
yeah. Mad old
motherfuckers.
How about we just call it Mad Old? Mad Old.
Mad Old. I mean,
yep.
It kind of fits because you're rocking a shirt right now of an old movie, and my shirt is the old drawings of the DC heroes and villains, like.
Yeah.
The villains are there. I don't want to lift my shirt up, but like,
yeah. No, I see it. It's like the periodic table of superheroes. I see it. And my shirt is a Halloween shirt. Like, you know, it fits. It shows our age.
it's the night Steve came home.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. it's only right. It's close enough to it, but yeah. Yeah, some other shit that came out this week, other than Mario and Knuckles, is something that's caused a lot of controversy, I think. And that's Robin. We're fans of Batman. We love Batman. And we love all the iterations of Robin have been all over the place.
Yeah.
And in the comics coming in December, we got news that Tim Drake is going to be basically coming out as possibly bi, or he's testing out his sexuality, or at least what, you know, things are saying on the internet. what's the possibility that Tim Drake could be either gay or bi or we don't know. Really? Technically, like if you really look at the comic, like there's been Robin since like this version of Robin since like what, the '80s, the late eighties. Or was it like when he winds up eventually turning into Red Robin, for those that don't know. All the iterations of Robin are be completely different. And this one, it's going to be interesting to see what they're going to do with it. Because, of course, it rises a bunch of fucking questions. Like, how can this be? You know, Robin is... None of these characters are supposed to be this way for a lot of people. Like, that doesn't fucking matter. They're all fictional fucking characters.
They're people. Fictional characters, but these people got to get out of the fucking, like, 18th century.
Yeah. Yeah, get with the times. Yeah, it's a normal thing now. And then not only is that, but like, he's not gonna be the first person within the Bat family that's not necessarily following the, you know, the heteronormative life. Like, right. If you look at Kat Kane, she's completely gay. She's a lesbian or whatever. Even in the comics, way before the TV show, like that's the normal thing for her. For her character. And so, like, just deal with it, people. Deal with it. It's going to happen whether you like it or not. Yeah. Then some other shit that I found that was pretty interesting is that, what are you going to say, Brian?
I was going to say, like, the people that can't get over the fact that they turned a fictional character into... someone from the LGBTQ community, like
the alphabet community.
These are the same people that fucking couldn't get over Batman trying to go down on wouldn't go down on Catwoman, whatever bullshit.
Yeah, yeah. But that was DC itself. DC itself, that was pretty much like not wanting that to happen on a cartoon show. Yeah.
But we all know
that Batman is, you know, misogynistic as fuck.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Like, he's a dude, bro. Like, he's a rich dude, bro. He's like, I'm just gonna fuck any bitch that I want because I got all the fucking money to do it. Mm-hmm. And he's done it for ages in the comics. And recently, the fact that he's pretty much married to fucking Catwoman. Kind of like, okay, why can't he just go down on his wife? What's the problem with that? Right, superheroes don't do stuff like that. Shut up, people. Yeah.
Oh, society.
Yeah, basically. So, in other news, that doesn't necessarily follow the comics or anything, but a while ago we mentioned that Tim Burton is going to be doing his version of the Addams Family on Netflix. And we got news this week that we've pretty much got an entire cast. Something that I'm super excited for because this cast is actually pretty fucking solid for whoever. It's a solid fucking casting for it. First one that I'm very excited for is that Morticia Addams is going to be played by Catherine Zeta-Jones. Yeah. Somebody that I haven't seen in fucking ages because I haven't seen her do anything since fucking Entrapment. Am I wrong?
She pretty much retired.
Yeah. So coming back for this show is really fucking interesting. I really want to see that. Playing Gomez is gonna be fucking Luis Guzman, which is fucking great. Who's another dude that does everything? Yeah, he's in fucking everything. He's in fucking everything, and he has a house in fucking Tennessee with fucking llamas and shit. So, like, I'm excited to see what he's gonna do as fucking as Gomez. Oh, yeah. Very fucking cool. And then the person that's playing the titular character of Wednesday Addams is gonna be Jenna Ortega, who was in You, which is a great fucking series, and I'm excited to see her in Wednesday. Yeah. It's fucking dope, dude. Solid casting right there, dude. Tim Burton did a really good job with that. Oh, I'm pretty sure there are casting peoples for it, but it fits. So I'm excited to see what they're gonna do with this. Because of course, you know, this follows the whole, you know, Wednesday getting older and trying to get away from the house and trying to live her regular teenage life.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of excited to see what they're gonna do with the show, even more now than they were before.
She played. I'm on her IMDb. She's only been acting for about a decade now. She's young. But yeah. Like she was actually the vice president's daughter in Iron Man 3.
Oh shit! Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't remember that because I don't remember that movie. Because I don't like that movie.
I'm not a fan of it. It's a Christmas movie.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess so, but it's not as good as Die Hard. Period. So.
Or Lethal Weapon.
Or yeah. Yeah. Oh, the Christmas movies. But yeah. I'm excited to see what they're gonna do with fucking with this show coming to Netflix. One now. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Especially the fact that like this cast is a solid fucking cast, yo. And hopefully Tim Burton doesn't do a whole nother fucking like Willy Wonka's again, but we'll see. Yeah, I know, right?
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, yeah. Fingers crossed it's gonna be good. But like I said, along with the casting wise, it's pretty solid. So I'm excited to see what they're gonna do with this. And some other shit that came out, something that I found was kind of interesting. We've been fan of Back to the Future for ages, because why the fuck not? It's fucking good, fucking great. The entire series is fucking fantastic. Even the animated series is fucking fantastic. I used to love that shit. And the fact that like it kind of disappeared and like you never really see anything about it in now, so like okay, fine, whatever. But the fact that they are working on Back to the Future manga, it's fucking cool because this is gonna be a good way to introduce Back to the Future to a lot of the kids. Yeah. Because it's gonna be generated towards kids or whatever, so it's gonna show them, you know, how it all works out and stuff like that, and how teaches them about the flux capacitor and all that shit. So I'm excited to see what they're gonna do with this.
I'm excited.
Dive a little deeper into the whole thing.
So to go back on the animated series, you know, yeah, it kind of fell off the grid and went by the wayside and all those like obscure terms. But like, the toy company NECA actually got the Back to the Future license. From the movie. Nice. And
that's right. Yeah, 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 that's right. Yeah, yeah.
They actually have the animated figures out, and, like, waves after waves. Of course, I don't ever see them in my Target.
Of course, why would you?
You know, why would they exist?
You're not allowed to see them.
Yeah, I saw the prototypes. That was all. They're like, you can see these.
Yeah.
So, like, I have personally, I have the 7-inch action figures of, like. Biff from 1955, both versions of Doc from 2015 and 1955. I have Marty in the space outfit or the plutonium suit. Marty with and without vest, and of course Marty Jr. or, you know, 2015.
Yeah.
So like I was able to find those. Which is shocking. But for the animated stuff, they look good. I just can't ever find them. So, as you said, I'm not allowed to have them.
Yeah, no. Yay, toys, but those. Yay, yeah, toys, but those.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Other things, if you want to watch, if you want to know a lot like about the Back to the Future behind the scenes, check out the movies that made us. They did Back to the Future on this season. And it was some things that I knew about, some things I didn't know about.
Okay, I gotta check that out.
And one of the...
I forgot that they did another season of that.
One of the other cool things that I saw, you could find it on YouTube, but it was a Discovery Plus show.
Mm-hmm.
One of the shows of, like, Scavengers or whatever, he actually met up and got in contact with the creators of the movie and Christopher Lloyd. And they went to these, like, all these different, like, junkyards and whatnot, and like, huts or whatever, and they pieced together a fully functional DeLorean.
Really?
With all the working parts, the switches and the alarm clock and the flux. And they actually, the whole reason for this is that they wanted to gift it as a surprise to Michael J. Fox to donate it to the charity for Parkinson's. And I thought that was so beautiful.
That is. It's very adorable. Very adorable.
And I'm surprised he didn't go, what? Doesn't really time travel?
Yeah. Why doesn't it take me back in time? I want to go back in time.
Yeah, so watch that too. Like, that was really well done.
Okay, I gotta check that out.
And like, Christopher Lloyd sitting in DeLorean for the first time since they filmed the movie, going like, wow, this is, like, so real.
You know? Yeah. I gotta see that. A manga for Back to the Future. Fucking exciting.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. And the artwork looks pretty dope. Like, I really like the artwork. It looks fucking cool. And then, something that we've been super excited for a while. And we got news that we got somebody else to be in John Wick 4.
In this ever-growing cast.
And it's ever, exactly. And I think the last one we spoke about was Donnie Yen going to be in it.
Yeah.
And that's going to be fucking great. But we also got news this week that Lex Luthor is going to be playing in this movie. And by Lex Luthor, I mean Clancy Brown.
Clancy fucking Brown, fantastic. Who is in everything.
Yeah, he's in just about everything, yeah.
I mean, the first thing we both saw him in, I'm sure, was Shawshank Redemption, where he played the guard.
Mm-hmm. But I mostly remember him as Lex Luthor in the Superman animated series.
That, and wasn't he Two-Face in Batman?
Yes, I believe so.
Yeah. And, like, what's crazy that he's in John Wick is because he's actually, the thing that he was just recently in, which isn't even out yet, is Dexter Season 9.
Yeah. He also did a movie for Shudder as well. It's like an anthology movie where he plays like a hotel attendant or whatever. But he's an old dude in there. So it's really interesting. Like, I really want to see that.
You know, can't forget that he was also Berg in Mandalorian.
Mm-hmm.
And all that makeup, too.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, he was on season 2 of Daredevil and the Punisher story.
Mm-hmm. He's on a lot of good shit.
A lot of shit. I mean, I'm on his IMDb and, like, Avengers Assemble, he's Red Hulk, Taskmaster, and Atu, the Watcher.
Mm-hmm.
But then he does shit like DuckTales.
Yeah. Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Which I don't mind. I don't mind that show. I'm not going to sit and actually watch it, but right. I don't mind it. Like, I've seen a few episodes. I think I'm pretty much like halfway through the first season. I'm like, okay, it's not bad. Okay. It's not something that I'm going to search for and watch, but it is a somewhat decent show because it actually it follows an entire storyline, which I like. This, it's not just little random things here and there. It's actually pretty good.
On the live action Flash TV show.
Mm-hmm.
He revisited Lex Luthor in the Lego Batman game.
Yeah,
he was in an episode of Archer. Like, he's mm-hmm. everywhere.
Yeah, and I got to actually interview him way early in the Shitty Geeks podcast, back when they did the original Lego Batman movie.
Okay.
I got to interview him when they had the entire cast that included him and the dude that does a bunch of the video games and shit. What's his face? He does all the voice works and shit.
Troy Baker, his name. No.
Yes. And right, when they did it at the Paley Center.
Because, right, wasn't Troy Baker Joker?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I got to interview them.
Because if it's not Mark Hamill, I want Troy Baker. Like, there's no other Joker for me.
Yeah, absolutely. So I got to interview them a bunch a long time ago. So, like, if you want to go back into the crates, go dig that up. It's in there somewhere. It's the one of the way earlier episodes. So yeah, go check that out. So Clancy Brown, fucking great. Super excited to see him in an action movie. Hopefully he doesn't get shot up. the final piece of the geek news for the week so far. Something that I saw that was kind of interesting. And we are fans of The Boys. Absolutely. And we got a little bit of a news clip or vignette of what's been going on pretty much with The Boys and the cast of The Boys and on the show and how they start to slowly introduce other characters. With this news piece from the Vought News Network. And it's pretty interesting because we finally see that the dude that races or whatever, forget his fucking name. He's coming back into the seven. Starlight is pretty much, she's kind of like, I want to do it, but I don't want to do it anymore. Which is what we kind of saw in, at the end of season two, if you haven't watched season two. And then also the fact that they're bringing in a new character that used to be something that had to do something with Starlight before she became a superhero or a super or whatever. So it looks pretty interesting in how the story is going and how they're pretty much setting everything up for the next season. And I'm excited to see what they're gonna do with it. Because like I'm a huge fan of The Boys, and I really want to see what they're gonna do with it. Also, I'm excited to see what Mr. Supernatural is gonna be doing in this too.
Oh yeah, that's right. He's what the hell's the character name?
He's the bootleg Captain America. Yeah, Stars and Stripes Boys or some shit like that.
Something like that. And A-Train is the Flash character.
Yeah, A-Train. Yeah, the dude that. Got high off the V. And he wound up killing his girlfriend and killing everybody else too.
And I saw that they're already planning to do something that's even more fucked up than the previous seasons.
Yeah.
In terms of gross and gore.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me. That doesn't surprise me. Yeah. Because that show is one of those shows that you're like, what else are they gonna do that just makes you just want to? It's just cringeworthy. Like the first season was the whole thing with, of course, Homelander sucking on his mom's tit or whatever. But also, not necessarily his mom, but it's kind of his mom figure or whatever. His mom was like, she basically babied him like a mom. But also the scene in the first season with the plane scene. What the fuck? That's a sad fucking plane scene, which was way worse in the comic. But
I was also thinking the first like 5 minutes of the show where A-Train
just
fucking plows right through Jack Quaid's fiance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
And like all you see is him holding her hands, and there's nothing. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And then in it's season two was the whale.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, on the very first episode, you see the whale getting splattered on the fucking beach. Fucking fantastic.
It's a great cast with great writing.
Yeah. It's fantastic fucking writing.
Fan-fucking-tastic.
And mostly because, we had great fucking, a great thing that started all from the comic. It's fucking fantastic comic. So, I read the first trade of it, and I was like, this shit is fucking great. So I'm excited to see what they're going to do with it. I'm excited to see what they're going to do with the show, see where else the show goes, especially since they of course, they have this show. They also have the spinoff coming soon. So I'm excited to see what they're going to do. Yeah. Same. Hell yeah. Bring us more. Bring us more. And then that's it for the geek news. But we figured instead of doing the spoilery stuffs, we do something a little bit different this week. And I'm pretty sure that we can end off the show with this. And this what we're doing right now, something that we actually did a long time ago, long long time ago, right, Brian?
It's like 2 years.
Yeah, yeah. So have a little bit of fun, other than what we usually do, but. What we did a long time ago was we did a bit on the show that was kind of like a Florida or not Florida. Like we did some what the fuck news a long time ago.
Yeah, it was.
It turns out that turns out a lot of stuff was from Florida.
Yeah, it was like WTFFlorida.com, and it's fucking hilarious that these things are real.
Yeah. Yeah. It really is. It really fucking is. So I figured we'd go over and we could do that, but with a little bit of a twist, because of course, not only Florida has these ridiculous fucking stories. It happens everywhere. Florida has a good amount of them, but a lot of places also can pretty much like give you the what the fuck feelings as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I figured I would go over the headline. I would read you the headline, and then you would decide off of the headline.
Okay.
Does this happen in Florida or is it somewhere else?
Okay.
So, so the game is Florida or not Florida. So you just tell me if it's in Florida or if it's not in Florida. There we go. It's a good way to go in, right? Okay, so the first one with, let's see. So a 25-year-old man is accused of stealing at least $700 worth of equipment from a church wearing a Batman costume, and he found the premise according to arrest reports.
He stole $700 worth of equipment from a church wearing a Batman costume.
Yes.
That has to be Florida.
No, it's not Florida, actually. This actually happened in South Carolina. Yeah. So, Dalton Alex Lyric was arrested on July 28th with charges of second-degree burglary and grand larceny. Arrests show that a citizen of Lyric, he was on surveillance, and he was stealing from a church. Fucking fantastic, right? Yeah, and you would think that would be in Florida, right? Yeah.
Right?
No, not in Florida. Yeah. All right, so the next one. A man wearing only underwear steals mail and attacks the homeowner.
Wearing only underwear, steals mail, and attacks the owner.
Yep. Wearing only underwear, steals the mail, and proceeds to beat the fuck out of the owner.
I want to say Florida, but I feel like I'm going to be wrong on that one. I'm going to say not Florida?
No, this one actually is Florida. So a man, this happened in Hawthorne, Florida. So a Florida man faces multiple charges after authorities say he stole mail from a woman while wearing his underwear. According to the police report, the woman discovered the man wearing only a pair of underwear, taking mail from her mailbox. When she questioned him, the Florida man, 64-year-old David Dunway, began yelling at her and swung at her through her car window. and hit her with the stolen mail.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah. The woman attempted to drive away for a bit of a distance and then found herself basically being chased by the dude. Oh, Florida. Oh, yeah, yeah. Fucking fantastic. So fun. You ready for the next one?
Yeah.
This is actually a really fun one as well. Man tries to smuggle drugs into jail in prosthetic leg.
Oh, that's Florida.
Yeah, that's definitely Florida. This actually happened not too far from here. In Pinellas County, a Florida man faces additional charges after allegedly trying to smuggle drugs into jail via a prosthetic leg. According to police, 37-year-old Keith Adams tried to bring Xanax pills and a gram of fentanyl into Pinellas County Jail. Yeah. Yeah. And okay, but there's more. The Florida man was arrested earlier that night for possession of cocaine and resisting arrest.
Oh, jeez.
So on top of having cocaine and resisting arrest, he was still trying to bring in pills to a jail. Yeah. Yeah. Fun times. Fun. You gotta love Florida, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's fucking great. Fucking great. Let's see. I guess the last one I'm gonna give you. I only got actually four. And this one isn't necessarily fucked up, but it's kind of stupid at the same time.
Okay.
You probably heard about this one. So, man mistakenly cleans the wrong house.
I did hear about that one. That's Florida.
That's not actually. That's in Jersey. What? Yeah.
What?
Yeah, that's actually in Jersey. yeah, so this guy, he basically, like, he's cleaning people's houses for, you know, for his best friend or whatever. And they tell him, oh yeah, you know, the key is underneath, you know, the doormat. And, you know, like most places, you find the doormat and you see it right there. You open the door and you go and you do whatever. So this dude, he gets a call. He's like, yo, like, where are you at? And it turns out that, he tells him, like, oh yeah, I'm here hanging out with your cat and stuff like that. He's, and the dude on the other line is like, I don't have a cat. And he's like, what do you mean? Like, I cleaned out your stuff. I'm sitting in your living room and everything. He's like, yeah, we don't have a cat in my house. So he went in pretty much like, yeah, like, I cleaned up somebody else's house and I did them a favor and I didn't do shit for you. It's fucking hilarious.
That's wild. Yeah.
So yeah, that's yeah. So that's Florida or not Florida. And you got, how many did you get right?
One.
One. Yeah. But see that goes to show you that stupid shit happens everywhere other than Florida, not just Florida. Yeah.
This is true.
And yeah. So I guess that pretty much wraps it up for this week, unless you got anything else to add, Brian.
No. I'm just still puzzled by the fact that three out of those four were not Florida. Because it all sounds like Florida.
Yeah. Well, not that's not. Well, yeah, three out of the four were Florida. No, two of them weren't in Florida, but one of them you got completely wrong because you. Yeah. You gave the wrong answer. You had originally thought it was, but then you were like, no, yeah. I can't because I switched it up for you in the first one. Yeah. Yeah. That's how you gotta do it. Yeah. So that wraps it up for the week. So make sure you guys check out everything on that we have on InnerCityGeeks.net. Of course, we have this show. Then we also have Brett 2J Presents. We're going to put up some stuff for Brian's when he gets his stuff ready, which I'm pretty sure is going to be pretty soon. We also got It's Poppin', the InnerCity Geeks webcomic, Turntable, First Watch, Good Games, ICGBW Slamcast, so many other shows, so many other things on the show. Go check all that shit out. Then we also have some cool stuff on there as well. So you go check out the links to Amazon.com where you get some cool shit. Of course, like always, you shop on Amazon. But if you don't have Amazon Prime, you click on that link and get your first free month of Amazon Prime. Then you can watch The Boys and catch up on all the good shit coming on Amazon because there's a lot of shit on there. So go do that. Then we also have a link to Soul Sick Clothing Company, which gives them pretty cool shirts and hats and stuff with designs made for geeks by geeks. So go check them out. It's Soul Sick, SOESIC, clothing.co. And at checkout, type in ICG10. No, InnerCity Geeks for 15% off. Then the next one is Beard Octane, which we could use the code ICG10 for 10% off. But you get some beardy goodness. You get some beard balms, butters, all the shit that you need for your beard from there. So go check that out. BeardOctane.com. Then there's CBDMD, where you get some CBD goodness as well. Some tinctures and some oils and so all the goodness that you can get from CBD stuff. Go check that shit out over there. And then you get some toys. Get some toys from Sideshow Collectibles. Because they got a lot of cool shit on there. All the shit that we talk about here. I'm pretty sure you can find something on there for all that shit. It's a lot. They have a hefty amount of things from Sideshow Collectibles. From all the shit that we talk about, all the geeky stuff, whether it's comics or movies or TV shows, all that shit is there. You can listen to this show. Of course, you can find us on SoundCloud, on Stitcher Radio, on Google Podcasts, but probably the best place you can find it on is motherfucking Spotify. Go check us out on find the show on the socials. You can find us on the Facey Space on faceyspace.com/InnerCityGeeks, on the Instagram at InnerCityGeeks, on Twitter at InnerCityGeeks. And where can we find you, sir?
You can find me trying to solve the me sliding off of this chair.
Yeah, I saw.
Yeah, it's like, what's going on with this chair?
It's got a mind of its own.
Does. Yeah. You can find me on social media, of course. You can find me on Twitter at BRI_2J. You can follow the channel on Instagram at Bri2J Presents, all one word. And or me, just Bri2J. And of course, go to Bri2JPresents.com. Let me know what you think of the layout, because I'm really considering changing it.
Okay.
And upgrading and whatnot when I have time. It's hard with chillins. Go to the YouTubes, check out Bri2J Presents for any and old school action figure videos. New content coming soon ish. But it's in the works. I do have plans.
Of course. Very cool. Very excited to see all the new toys. I really like that new Joker that you got, dude. Show the fucking dope.
Yeah, the Mezco.
The Gaslight. Yeah.
Gotham by Gaslight Joker, which has a very Jack the Ripper vibe.
Yeah.
Like, I just picture. Just picture, like, a dark alley, and all of a sudden you just hear that, like, creepy whistle. That, like.
Mm-hmm.
I can't whistle for shit, but. You know. Two-tone whistle, and then, like, what's behind me, and then.
Yeah. Just think of the whistle in fucking in Kill Bill. Just picture that, because that shit is creepy as fuck.
Too.
Yeah, it is. And then you guys, you can find me on the Instagram and the Twitters at Mr. Jackal, MISTRJACKAL. And that fucking wraps it up. Thank you guys for listening. I appreciate you guys. so fucking much. Brian, say your goodbye, sir.
Goodbye, sir.
Yes.
And go watch Suicide Squad.
Yeah, go watch fucking Suicide Squad. It's fucking worth it, dude. Go check that shit out. So stay safe. Don't be a dick. But always remember that the geeks shall inherit the earth.